This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Nick, good afternoon from London. Good morning to you.
Hey, Johnny. Good morning.
Of course, it's not quite the first Friday of the month, but very nearly. And as is often the case, that means it's US jobs and non-farm payroll numbers. And we've had some stronger than expected figures for last month.
That's right. And breaking the trend here a little bit, I suppose, of the back and forth jobs prints that we've had the last few months, we've really seen a nice uptick recently in some of the jobs strength. Specifically today, going through some of the numbers, the non-farm employment change came in at 115,000 jobs added to the U.S. economy. That's above forecasts of 65,000. And one of the more skeptical numbers is that revision lower that we've been seeing for a while in the last few months. Well, not so much this time. They actually revised the previous number, which was very strong, by the way. They revised it higher to 185,000 jobs added in the prior month of March. So they revised the previous number up from 178 to 185. So a little bit of a bump there. And of course, in the latest, the April month, we saw a strong, much stronger than expected number, almost a 2x to the 65,000 expected by analysts. You tie that in with unemployment rate, which remains steady at 4.3%. That is relatively low, on target in regards to forecasts. And the only kind of blemish or not perfect spot was the average hourly earnings, which did increase by a factor of 0.2%, but that was slightly modest compared to the forecasted 0.3%. All in all, Johnny, this is a nice pickup in jobs data that we've recently seen. And this is 2 months in a row where we are seeing some healthy jobs figures coming in to the U.S. markets.
And staying in your part of the world, in North America, we've also had the latest jobs figures from Canada as well.
That's right. And while the blemishes were few for the U.S. data, not so hot for the Canadian employment figures. Walking through those, we were forecasting employment change for Canada to come in at 12,900 jobs added. Instead, we actually lost 17,700 jobs. So that is a miss for the CAD. Not to mention, when we take a look at unemployment rate for Canada, forecasts were for it to remain unchanged at 6.7%. Unfortunately, unemployment rate actually ticked up to 6.9%. So a softer print for the Canadian dollar. And if we contrast the two currencies, the dollar versus the Canadian dollar is up today by a meaningful amount. And of course, the Canadian dollar seeing some weakness across multiple other currencies today. But what might surprise listeners is to find out that the dollar has really not been very impressed despite the strong jobs number. This morning, again, we had an uptick in jobs data for the U.S., and yet the dollar index is trading almost towards the low end of the range for the week. Granted, there's also another factor that's being thrown in here, which is, of course, the Middle East circumstance, in which oil is actually down 3.3% today. So markets seem to continue to be pricing in this idea that the conflict is going to come to an end, that the U.S. is withdrawing from the region. And so as long as that narrative is pressing, that is likely to continue to put some downward pressure on the dollar. Remember that yields and the dollar saw a little bit of a benefit from the geopolitical uncertainty, right? People rushing and flocking to the dollar, et cetera. We're seeing a little bit of that continuation and the unwind of that story. So yields are actually lower on the day, which timed with the jobs data is a little bit interesting. And then there's one more factor that I thought was kind of interesting here, which is, you know, we've talked about the Bank of Japan and their frustration with the dollar yen. There is potentially some speculation that the Bank of Japan, which has historically actually oftentimes taken action in regards to the currency exchange following a non-farm payroll event due to the very high amounts of liquidity that come rushing into the markets. So perhaps the Bank of Japan did a little dollar selling today in the midst of this. Of course, just speculation on my part, but dollar yen is lower here today. While Actually, the dollar is weak against most currencies. So kind of an interesting story playing in front of us if we think about, okay, well, jobs data was actually very solid for the dollar, and yet the dollar is lower today. Perhaps that is a little bit of mix of the geopolitics story continuing to unwind. In oil, we see that down 3%, and yields also lower on the day as well. So a bit of a soft print for the dollar. Meanwhile, gold is actually advancing almost to its weekly high.
And looking to the week to come, Nick, I suppose the big story of the week will be the latest US CPI numbers on Tuesday.
That's right. And on Monday, we've got the Fed chair nomination vote, which will be interesting. That is largely expected to pass through, with Kevin Warsh being the next Fed chair. As you mentioned, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we've got the CPI report coming out on Tuesday of next week. PPI will follow on the following day on Wednesday. And then if you take a look at Thursday, you have UK GDP statistics and retail sales. If we fast forward to Friday, Friday is pretty quiet. So a big inflation numbers week next week, which of course is going to highly be anticipated given the sharp rise in oil prices that we've seen over the last few months. Prices will be very, very interesting to this market.
Excellent stuff, Nick. Have a great weekend. We'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. Speak to you then.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.